الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila, in our program, The Final Revelation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know that in this program, in this silsila, we're talking about the blessings and the benefits of reciting the glorious Quran. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous silsilas, in the previous programs, we've been talking about the etiquettes and the manners of reciting the glorious Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today in this silsila, we're going to talk about the benefits and the blessings of reciting the beautiful Quran. As always, my dear Islamic brothers, whenever we do something good, always make good intentions. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention that I will deliver this bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you can make the intention to listen to this bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to learn something and then to pass on to others as well, by acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً Pass on from me, even though if it's an ayat. So this is the beauty of Islam, this is the beauty of our beautiful religion, that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the more knowledge you pass on to other people, the more benefits people will have, and the more blessings we will receive. And this is how Islam has spread throughout the whole world. You know, every major country, you know, there's so many countries in the world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that nearly every country, you will find Muslims in them countries. How was it possible? How was it possible to spread this message of Islam throughout the whole globe? It was possible by acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً Pass on from me, even though if it's an ayat. So whatever we learn today in this silsila, in this program, inshallah, make the intention to pass this knowledge on to others as well. And then remember, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, all your actions depend on your intentions. Whatever, and the more intentions we have, the more reward we will get. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, talking about intentions, he says that if a person, he goes to the masjid to offer his salah, there are about 40 good intentions that that person can make. You know, some of them, like for example, I'm going to go to the masjid, I'm going to meet a Muslim and give salam on the way. If anyone needs my help, I will help them. I will go to the masjid, meet with the Muslims. I will see the house of Allah. So many, many beautiful good intentions we can make. In this way as well, my dear Islam brothers, we can make many, many good intentions as well. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of us the ability to make good intentions prior to doing anything. And one of the best thing, one of the beauty of intention is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ That the intention of a believer is better than his action. So the more intentions we make, they are better than our actions. For example, if someone makes an intention that inshallah azza wa jal, every day I am going to recite the glorious Quran. Now that is an intention that that person has made. And if some day that that person cannot read the Quran, he will still be rewarded for making that good intention. So let's all make this intention, inshallah azza wa jal, that we will recite the glorious Quran. Just want to mention one of the blessings of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that no doubt that the best days from amongst the days, the afzal, the best day is Jumu'ah. Fihi khulika Adamu wa fihi qubida. And on this day, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created, and on this day, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam passed away. Wa fihi nafkhatu wa fihi saqa. And then, this is the day that the trumpet will be blown. فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, therefore, recite durood upon me abundantly. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُودَةٌ عَلَيَّ That the one who recites durood upon me, his durood is passed on to me. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. In the previous silsilas, we've been talking about the manners and the etiquettes of reciting the glorious Quran. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, today we'll be continuing with that, but also talking about the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear Islam brothers, the Quran, the etiquettes and the manners of reading the Quran. Now, this is not a normal book that we can get off the shelf and start reading it. You know, because this is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to make sure what we are doing. We need to make sure preparations. You know, what type of clothes we are wearing. You know, what type of intention have I made? What is the environment that I am going to read the Quran? All these have to be in place before we start to recite the glorious Quran. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Quran is such a book that, my dear Islamic brothers, we need to make sure that when we read the Quran, you know, sometimes when you've got the copy of the Quran and you've had it for a long time, you know, the pages, they start to tear away. Remember that if the Quran becomes so old and the pages become very weak, then we do not have the permission to, ma'azallah, burn the Quran. You cannot burn the Quran. But the scholars, they have mentioned that the Quran should be buried. It should be buried in such a manner that we should dig a lahad. Lahad is like a grave that, you know, you go down horizontally and then you go in. Best way is towards the Qibla side. And then bury the Quran there so that even if you put soil on top of it, the soil does not fall onto the Quran. So this is the best place. Or what we can do is dig a hole and put the Quran in there. Make sure you put slabs on. And then on top of that, you can put the soil on so that the Quran is buried. And then in the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, the Quran has such manners and etiquettes and the rites of the Quran that even the scholars, they say that you should not put the Quran. For example, if you've got the Quran in some kind of a box, then you should not have anything on top of that. Not even a cloth to cover that box as well. You should not even put a cloth on that. And these are the manners and this is the respect of the glorious Quran. At home, you know, we've got many other books. Now, the manner of putting these books is that the Quran, because it is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, has to be above all the rest of the books. And then after the Quran, the ahadith, and then after the ahadith, the books of fiqh, and then other normal Islamic books. So this is the manner that we should be putting the Quran. The Quran should be above everything. Nothing should be above the Quran. And in another place, my dear Islamic brothers, it says that a person who disrespects the Quran, for example, you are reading the Quran or you are walking and you've tripped or the Quran slips out of your hand, there is no kafara, there is no punishment and there is no sin for that because it wasn't deliberate. But ma'azallah, ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, if someone throws the Quran or he steps on top of the Quran, then that person will be out of the fold of Islam. Because this is tawheen, this is disrespect of the Quran, and no one can tolerate this disrespect of the Quran, because the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we need to respect the Quran. If someone is reading the Quran, do not sit in front of that person. Do not have your back towards the Quran. This is also disrespect. And as they say, my dear Islam brothers, these are the manners, the etiquettes. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, one beautiful thing that we learn from our beautiful religion is manners. You know, without manners, you can't do anything. Without etiquettes, you can't do anything. And the manners and the etiquettes of the Quran, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, are great. And then, my dear Islamic brothers, the Buzurgana Deen Rahimahumullah, they have also said that if you hear someone reading the Quran and he is making a mistake, and then if you know that you can rectify that person, you can tell him the mistake without any hatred of him inside your heart. For example, if someone is reading the Quran and genuinely he makes a mistake, and then we shouldn't be telling him mistake out of anger. We shouldn't have any hatred for that person. Why has he made a mistake? Why did he read the Quran like this? Why did you make this mistake? Never ever talk to people like that, because that is disrespect, that is bad manners. So if someone is reading the Quran and you have found a mistake, then if you think that you can say to that person, you can tell him off or you can correct him without anything, any for example, retaliation from that person, if you think that without any fitna you can do that, then you should act upon that. And then also, if you find any mistake in the binding of the Quran, in the wording of the Quran, because obviously nowadays the Quran is printed. There are many, many thousands of Qurans that are printed every day. And Alhamdulillah, the most read book in the world is the glorious Quran. Because we read the Quran in Salah. No book. You know, people sometimes, when they write a book, yeah, out of exaggeration and, you know, excitement, people say, oh, I've sold so many millions of copies of my book. You know, the Quran, so many millions of copies are sold every year of the Quran. And just imagine, now Alhamdulillah, we're talking about billions of copies that have already been sold. So the Quran is the most printed book in the world, and the Quran is the most read book in the world. There is no comparison. There is nothing like the Quran in the world. Not any book. It could be a famous writer. He can or she can never write better than the Quran itself, because no doubt the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, the Quran, it says that those people who have remembered the Quran, those who are hafiz of the Quran, those of you who have remembered the Quran and now have forgotten the Quran. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, quoted in Tirmidhi Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that my ummah, whatever good deeds they have done, even though that could be a straw blade that they pick up from the masjid, and they take that out, yani they have cleaned the masjid even with a straw blade. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that his deeds are shown to me. And the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and the sins that my ummah will commit, these sins are shown to me as well. And the worst sin that I have seen in the book of deeds of a person is that someone who learnt the Quran, even though it is one surah, and he has forgotten that. There'll be so many. One surah. Many people have learned Surah Yasin Sharif. Many people have learned Surah Ar-Rahman. Many people have learned Surah Mulk. Many people have learned the 30 para by heart. Many people have learned the whole Quran by heart. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is a very, very, very important message. We should read the Quran. We should do tawbah, and we should spend every effort that we have in learning the Quran. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in one of the hadith in Abu Dawood Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who has forgotten the Quran on the day of judgment, he will rise in the state of a leper. You know, this person, you know, like a leper, he will rise from his grave, and people will understand and will know who this person is. Main adab Quran ka har hal mein karta rahun, har ghadi ae mere mola, tujhse main darta rahun. This is what our state should be like. Our state should be like that we should always read the Quran and our state should be that we always are in this fear that no, I don't even know if my recitation of the Quran has been accepted. I don't want to be committing a mistake and then committing a sin. My dear Islam brothers, in another beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, this hadith has been quoted in Mishkat Sharif. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُلُوبَ تَصْدَعُ, that no doubt the hearts, they are rusted as well. كَمَا يَسْدَعُ الْحَدِيدُ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْمَاءُ, just like water rusts metal. In the same way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the heart is rusted as well. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we get this rust out of our heart? How can we clean our hearts? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Kathratu zikril maut wa tilawatil Quran, that remember death a lot and read the Quran. My dear Islam brothers, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given us a cure, has given us a remedy. And that cure is that we remember our death quite a lot. We remember our death a lot and then also recite the glorious Quran. Now, if we ask this question, including myself as well, how many times do we remember our death? You know, we are today scared of death. You know, we're scared of death. Why? I don't want to die because I know that I haven't prepared anything for the hereafter. When I die, you know, the Sahaba ikram, subhanallah, they had so much jazbah and so much love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam. And they were always prepared to die. You know, look at the Sahaba ikram when they went on jihad. You know, they were always ready for jihad. As Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got married. And that same night, when the same night of his marriage, he heard the voice of Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, get ready for jihad, get ready for battle. And he says that that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was in the state that he needed ghusl. But when he heard Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately he stood up and he went and he sweat for the battlefield. And he was shaheed, he was martyr, and he was given the title Ghaseelul Malaika, that the one who was washed by the angels. Subhanallah. This is what we call jazbah. This is what we call dedication, devotion for the sake of deen. Today, my dear Islam brothers, we need to build that devotion. We need to increase that love of Islam, of the love of the Quran in our hearts. Today, sadly, many days pass by, many weeks pass by, months and years pass by, but we don't open the Quran. Why is that? It's because there is no jazbah, there is no passion. There is no dedication. There is no, ma'azallah, no love for the Quran. Because if we love the Quran, then alhamdulillah, a person who is a five times namazi, someone who goes to the masjid to offer his salah, he will read the Quran five times. Because in salah, to recite the Quran is one of the faraid. It was one of the compulsory actions. So the namazi, he always reads the Quran. But my dear Islamic brothers, for those of us who don't even offer our salah, that's a big sin in itself. And then we don't offer our salah, and on the other hand, we are committing sins and we are not reciting the Quran. The Quran, the second remedy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, that we should recite the Quran, try to get this rust away from our hearts. Or else, are we going to live our lives as we are living now? Are we going to live our lives away from the teachings of the Quran? Are we going to live our lives away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla? What kind of a life is this? What kind of a lifestyle is this? That we don't remember Allah, we don't read the Quran. All we are doing is money, money, money. Hal min mazid, hal min mazid. All what we want is more and more money. What are you going to do with this money? You're going to take it in the grave with you? You might be a millionaire, you might be a billionaire. You can eat enough that is, your stomach is filled. You know, you can't eat more than that, can you? You can only drink enough so that your stomach is full. You can't drink more than that. You can only sleep on a bed, however comfortable that bed is. Then why are we stashing up and collecting all these, you know, worldly, materialistic things? And we go crazy for that. People go crazy for money. Today people will kill another person. We will kill someone just to get his money. You know, this is happening, isn't it? target killing, abductions. Yeah, people are killing one another. What for? For this, for money. And this is how sad our states have become. Our life has become just evolved around money and nothing else. Our friendships are only for money. Our rishtedari, our relationship, only because of money. My relationship with my father is only because I want to get his inheritance. I want to get his money, whatever he leaves behind. I'm only interested in that. Sadly, that's how much love we have for our parents. Yeah, people are there, out there, crazy people, killing their own parents, killing their own siblings, so that they can inherit their money as well. But my dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we learn from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that remember, one day, whatever we do, however we are living our lives, no one can stop us today, no one can say anything to us today, remember, that time will come. When all this laughter and enjoyment and this chill out that we are doing, it's gonna come to an end, isn't it? It's gonna come to an end. And sometimes the end is very, very painful. The end is a very nasty end. And as Muslims, we do not want this type of ending to our lives. We want an ending to our lives that we die peacefully. We die by reciting the kalima, not by singing songs. We don't want to die, you know, singing songs. We don't want to be dying, dancing away in the nightclubs. We don't want to die with drinking alcohol. We don't want to die, you know, in such a manner that people will talk bad about us. No, we want to die that people, you know, they have this desire. They feel jealous of us. Subhanallah, he's died in such a place. Just like I heard about a person who died in Riyazul Jannat in Madinah Tayyibah. He died in the gardens of paradise. Riyazul Jannat, the garden of paradise. He died in that and in the state of sajda. You know, just imagine how was such a beautiful death. Someone dies in salah. Someone dies reciting Durood-e-Pak. Someone dies teaching the deen. Someone dies while he's on a Madani kafila. Someone dies while he's in sajda, while someone is reading the Quran. These are the kind of death that we want. This is the ending that we want for our lives. Not an ending that people will talk bad about us. Not an ending that so-and-so were a drug dealer and he was shot and he was killed. He was run over by a car. He was poisoned. He was blown up. Why? Because he was a drug dealer. That's not a Muslim's life. A Muslim's life is helping others. My dear Islam brothers, remember one thing. A poet, he mentioned such a beautiful poem. These two couplets, they really open your mind. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is a place of ibrat. This world is a place that we can learn lessons. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This is a place that we can learn, not a place that we can have fun and games. Ajal ne na kisra hi choda na dara, isi se sikandar sa fateh bihara. Death did not even let Kisra, you know, the Persian Empire, death didn't even leave him as well. Death did not even leave Sikandar. He went to conquer the whole world, but death overtook him as well. Har ek liye kya kya na hasrat sidhara, pada reh gaya sab yun hi thaat sara. Those people, you know, big mansions, they used to be billionaires, millionaires, lived a very lavish and comfortable life. Death took everything away from them. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a place that we could enjoy ourselves. This world is a place that we learn lessons from it. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Al-Fatir, ayat number 5, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, inna wa'dallahi haqqun, fala taghurrannakumul hayatud dunya, wala yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O people, Allah's promise is indeed true. Therefore, do not ever let the worldly life deceive you, nor ever let the great cheat deceive you in respect of the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't let the, you know, Allah Ta'ala, you know, openly, you know, this is such a plain verse of the Holy Quran. O people, Allah's promise is indeed true. Therefore, do not let the worldly life deceive you. This life of this world is a deception. It's a miraj. Just like someone who's thirsty, he's walking in the desert, he wants water. Wherever that person now looks, he will see water in front of him. Why? Because he's being deceived by his eyes. In the same way, those people who run after the wealth of this world, they are deceived. There is nothing in reality, there is nothing there. There is no happiness in this world. There is no happiness. Who's seen happiness? We might see a bit of happiness, then we're back into the old route. Because this world is not a place for happiness. This world is not a place for enjoying. We can't enjoy ourselves. We can't enjoy. We have to prepare for the next life. It also doesn't mean that we sit in one corner or we go into the jungles and we cry and we forget the world. This doesn't mean that. But what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers, we need to plan. This world is our need, not our mission. Our mission is the hereafter. Our mission is paradise. Our mission is the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our need is this world. Our need is to work. Our need is to eat. Our mission isn't to eat, is it? Our mission is not to fill our stomach every single day, fill it up to the throat. That's not our mission. Our mission is to eat enough so that we can stay alive and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers, in one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that what we mentioned before, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, he mentioned about those people who forget the Quran. Now just imagine, people are deceived, aren't they? They've been deceived by the dunya. They've been deceived by the shaitan. Inna shaitana lil insani aduvum mubeen. No doubt the shaitan is your open enemy. He's the enemy of the humans. Yet today, you know, we are blindfoldedly, we are following the shaitan. Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that anyone who thinks about the hereafter for a moment only, the one who thinks about his hereafter, he will be rewarded with the thawab of 60 years of worship. Subhanallah. 60 years of worship. The one who thinks about his hereafter. Just sit down one day. This is what we call Fikr-e-Madina in Dawat-e-Islami. Fikr-e-Madina. Sit back one day. Think to yourself, how am I living my life? Where am I going? Where am I heading? You know, am I going in the right direction? Or am I moving away? Am I, you know, acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or have I started to follow the shaitan? In one of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he says, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ, that those people who gather in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and they recite the glorious Quran and they read it to one another, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ, Allah Azza wa Jal, He covers that person with His mercy. And then at the end, what happens? وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ, then Allah Azza wa Jal, He talks about that person in front of the angels. Subhanallah. Such people, how, you know, lucky these people are that they will gather themselves in the masajid, in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will remember Allah Ta'ala by reading the Quran. What will happen? Allah Ta'ala will cover them with His mercy, with His angels. The angels will put their wings upon them or over them, and Allah Azza wa Jal will talk about these people amongst the angels, subhanallah. And today, my dear Islamic brothers, no doubt, the more Quran we read, the more blessings we will have. That is why the scholars, they say that a person who spends most of his time reading the Quran, he doesn't get time to make dua for his needs in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will give him more than people who make dua in his court. Why? Because he's reading the Quran. And when you read the Quran, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Quran is barakat for us. The Quran is blessing. The Quran is tranquility. The Quran is the means for our success in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, try to read the Quran. Try to read the Quran at least 3 verses, if not more, at least 3 verses with the translation and the commentary. This is one of the Madani inams that Amiri Ahl Sunnat has given us. And seriously, inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we start to act upon Madani inamat, you will see the blessings that you will start to receive in your life. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of the glorious Quran, all our problems will be removed. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.